Okay, it's our second chit-chat interview for Friday. The day before, we all disappeared to Ling for the third round of the British Championship. And we've got Sean Simpson's teammate and current MX2 red plate holder, Mel Pocock. Mel, how's it going?
I'm good, Ray, thanks. Everything's going good. Prepared myself for Ling this week, so I'm all ready to roll.
Excellent. Are you? Have you been riding at all a lot this week, or has it been pretty dire because of the weather up your end?
No, I rode Wednesday and I rang about and I had like my local tracks were all closed, and of all tracks that I'd thought we would be shut, like the first sign of rain was Golden Bar, and I rang up there and they said the track is absolutely perfect. So I headed there Wednesday and I've never seen the track so good in my life. It was absolutely unreal. So I had a really, really good day's riding Wednesday and I'm all ready to race Sunday. So been good.
So where are you based at the moment then, because you were based in Derby?
Yeah, I base myself between Derby and at home. When I got like a weekend off, I'll head up to Derby for the week and base myself training with Kirk and stay up there with Tommy. But yeah, I'm in between Derby and at home at the moment, so it's I like it.
So when you've got a big event like obviously the GPs or the British, you're not so strict on your training midweek.
When I had last week had GP back to back and then like Valkenswaard, and it is different. Yeah, you back off the training because you don't really want to be killing yourself before a GP.
Yeah,
you want to be going into the GP and a British Championship fresh and ready to roll.
So you're a current red plate holder then. You've always done quite well at Ling though as well, yeah?
Yeah, I'm a real red plate holder, and it's like amazing, almost a dream come true. It's like what I've been working for like since started racing. So yeah, Ling is one of my favourite tracks. I've always gone well there. Yeah, I'm excited to race there. I'm riding my new GP bike, so get to ride a race bike at the British Championship finally.
So for you then, are you going to Mexico as well?
No, I'm not going to Mexico. I've done my job with filling in for Zach and Tonus for the time being. I signed up to do the first three GPs, and yeah, when I'd done them, I thought they went pretty well for me. I showed pretty good speed that I could run in the top 10 and stuff. So now it's just concentrating on the Europeans and British Championship for me.
So you're not doing, say, Saint Jean when they all come back, or you're literally just going to do your Europeans and British now?
Yeah, just European and British, but Saint John Angeli is the first European, so...
Oh, right, okay.
I'll be there and doing them, so yeah, it'll be good. There's seven rounds of the Europeans and see if I can put it up on the podium.
Yeah, because I think... you know, obviously with Zach and Arno being injured, it's been a disaster for Steve, but actually it's been all right, to be fair.
I know. I don't know how Steve does it. He always pulls it off, doesn't he? if it's like missing flights or missing this and that, or like having riders going out injured, no matter what happens, he always pulls it off.
I know. And Michael Lieb, I've read this morning that he's going to race in Mexico as well.
Yeah, I've seen that. So yeah, he's riding unreal at the moment. It's nice to see that all the hard work that he's been putting in, and now he's on a really good bike, and it's almost the triangle's come to a point with him, and it's really good. So good luck with that.
Yeah, definitely. So for you then, the European Championship, do you know any riders that are in it that we would know, the British fans would know?
To be honest, I don't even know who I'm going to be going in there with. I know Mike Crass, he's doing it.
Yeah.
He's an ex-GP rider.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I don't really know.
Is there an age limit with the Europeans then?
No, there's not. And there's no limit to saying how many GPs you can do in the same year and score points to go and do Europeans. So... yeah, because I was pretty worried about that. I was worried about going into the first few GPs and scoring points and then them saying, no, you can't race a European now. So we got it in writing from the FIM to say that I could do both.
Yeah. I'd imagine you're going to get a load of fast French kids there, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not counting my chickens before they hatch. They There's going to be a few good riders thrown in there from the back of nowhere. I know this for sure.
So where else do you travel? Whatever rounds it did, they're all based with the GPs and the Europeans, yeah?
Yeah, every European is at the same weekend of a GP. We got like France, Latvia, Russia, Matley Basin, so I'll be there racing there, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've got a pretty stacked out year.
Hang on, I've got two secs. I just got a call from the ACU. See what they got to say a minute. Hang 2 secs. Hello. Hello, mate. What's that? Yep. Yeah, I'll do that for you. I'm just on the other line a minute, Rick. I'll do that right for you now. Okay, mate. Cheers, bye. There you go. Just that was a call from the ACU, and it's definitely on.
Definitely on.
Definitely on. He said there's no problem with the track. There's been no rain out there, to be honest. I've been following it quite closely on the old Met check, and winds. There's going to be plenty. They reckon there's going to be a lot of wind tomorrow, which will obviously help dry it out a little bit.
Yeah. But all right, cool. So all systems go for the weekend then.
Yeah. So there we go. Live as we speak. He called me and said it's fine as well. So. But yeah, going back to the Europeans then, it's going to be, you know, because over the years there's been obviously Roxon, Herlins and Charolais. They've all raced the Europeans and it's put them in good stead for GPs in their sort of next part of their career.
Yeah, it has, and it gives a lot of coverage for the team and also me as a rider. Like, the Europeans are actually filmed for and actually on the TV, so... If I'm out front and be able to put it on the podium, be able to see myself on TV a lot more than like on the GPs and stuff. But
yeah,
I was on TV quite a lot for the first race at Valkenswald. I was well pumped. I was doing.
Do you get a bonus for that off your sponsors?
No, I wish.
I think you need to speak to Tommy on that one. I think he's got that sussed.
Really? It just makes it exciting for all like my nan and grandnan and everyone sat at home. Watching, I love it.
So has your dad, mum and dad been going to the GPs or have you just literally gone by yourself?
I had my mum and dad and the family come out to Valkenswald, but the last two GPs were flyaway ones. I just went with my like practice mechanic in the week, Chris.
Yeah.
And yeah, we went and had a good time and we like teamed up with Michael and yeah, it was a real good experience, like going in the hire cars and like just the whole experience of it. It's good. It was good fun.
Going back to the British this weekend, then it's points wise, it's still fairly close, obviously.
Yes, it is. I got 10-point lead over Bradshaw and Elliot's down there in third, and I know it's his home race, and he's definitely going to be gunning for me to try and claw some points back. So. Yeah,
and Irwin's back as well after his big crash.
Yeah, he's back. He'll
it's be... just there's a lot of riders in that class that you know.
Yeah, there's good riders and good bikes and yeah, good team. So
and good racing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I hope we're going to put a good show on.
Yeah. So as you said, going into Ling. What's your best position from the past British Championships you've finished there?
It was 2 years ago. 2 years ago on the Yamaha, I had third overall there.
So that was a good result. Who was on the podium with you? Can you remember?
It was me. It was Zach, Jake, and me. It was.
Oh, that's a good result.
Yeah, and last year I was on track for another podium, and I had a bike issue and it gave me a DNF, so I was pretty bummed about that.
Yeah.
But no, I want to be racing up front the weekend. I see no reason why I can't win, so I'm excited.
Yeah, and that's the worst. That is the way to look at it. You've got to go out. You're at that level now, where you are going for the win. You're not riding around for fourth or fifth.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. No, I'm excited to run the red plate as well. Never done that before.
Oh, so yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? Yeah, it would be your first race back with the red plate.
Yeah.
Have you put anything fancy on it, or is it just a standard red plate?
Oh, I haven't even seen it yet. I bet Steve will have it turn up about 10 o'clock Sunday, so we'll be sticking it on all the way down to the start line or something like that.
Yeah, that's probably about right. Well, we're going to let you... So when are you off to Ling then? Are you going tomorrow morning?
Yeah, tomorrow morning. I've just been loading up the camper here and getting the fresh water tanks filled up and getting everything ready. Yeah, then we'll be heading off. It's about a 4-hour drive for us, so us and the family and Brad will be coming up as well. So
is Brad racing?
Yeah, Brad's racing. So
excellent.
He's going to be looking to finish this race and had a bit of bad luck there last few years. So
yeah,
but he's confident and he's happy at the moment. So we'll see how he gets on.
What goes through your head then when you pass your brother on the track?
I don't know. It is weird seeing him because like at the first race at Canada Heights, I went down at the start and
yeah,
I was coming through the pack and I see him there and it was weird passing my brother in the British Championship. But yeah, fair play to him. He's keeping his head above the water in the British, so
he's doing all right actually. Yeah,
yeah, he's not doing too bad.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
Yeah, no, he's doing well. So yeah, fair play to him.
All right, well, we'll let you carry on finishing packing your camper and stuff, and we'll see you tomorrow afternoon sometime, I would imagine.
All right, cool. Thanks, Ray.
No worries. Speak to you later.
All right, bye.